The war in Iran is and is quickly becoming one of the most devastating wars that our Earth has ever faced, with famines in Africa and in Southeast Asia. If the rumored draft happens, riots in the United States and throughout the whole world, incredible financial struggles with the increase in prices of gas and all other types of goods. However, the souls in purgatory can greatly and dramatically decrease the length of this war. They've done it before. We're going to talk about that particular instance and what we need to do to properly invoke their intercession. We're going to talk about this and more in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, before we've talked about how they've decreased previous wars and how to decrease this war currently, there are three things that you need to understand. The first thing is that we need to invoke the proper souls in purgatory. Listen to this. Is it true that we take with us everything we learn here on earth? And she responds, yes, it is. So this is a book where she was being interviewed. Now, all this is from the book Get Us Out of Here, where Maria Sima, a purgatory mystic, is being interviewed. Listen to what she's asked and how she responds. Is it true that we take with us everything we learn here on earth? Yes, it is. If that is the case, is there any evidence that the poor souls help us with what they have learned while here? So if a seamstress needs help with her work, would it do her more good? Or she specifically asks seamstresses in purgatory to help her. And she says, yes, there is evidence for that. Were we to be assisted quickly during a potential car accident, the chances are very good that the helper knew something about cars rather than about knitting. I know of a man who often had to smuggle things across the borders here during the war. He always asked customs officers in purgatory to help get across without getting caught. He wasn't even caught once in many years of doing it, but what he was smuggling was for God's people in the form of Bibles and other religious articles. A drug money or weapon smuggler should not try to get the poor soul's help for his work. They never help us with bad endeavors. So in this specific case, we need to ask people that will be fit for the job. That's why I suggest that we invoke souls in purgatory that died during wars and or were soldiers. These are the ones that will intercede the most. We always do this with the saints. We invoke saints who had the gifts on earth and now have them in heaven. For instance, Saint Joseph, carpenter on earth, carpenter now in heaven, and he can intercede for carpenters on earth. The second thing that we need to understand is that they can intercede more powerfully for us if we pray for them a lot. Listen to what she says. You say that they always protect us somewhat, but do they protect us more when we pray for them more often? Oh yes, much more. One could say that they then get our address. When we start praying for them, the news must go around very quickly. They need our attention so very badly that they will do a lot in order for us to realize that it is they who are calling. The reason why they're able to intercede for us much more powerfully when we pray for them is because charity is like a bridge. The wider the bridge that you establish, the more charity and the more prayers, the larger the graces that can come across. This is exactly the same way in relationships here on earth. The more love there is between you and the other person that you're communicating with, the more favors that they will grant you. It's just the case. Whereas if you don't know the person at all, they might do some nice things for you, but not as much as if there is a strong and long established relationship of charity. The same goes with the souls in purgatory. The more we love them, the more we do for them, the more they can do for us. At this moment, I want to stop to give a shout out to the Farm Shop Nixon's Corner that is giving away free blessed St. Peregrine oil, who is a patron saint of healing of cancer. There have been incredible healings coming from that farm shop that has been giving St. Charbel oil, St. Philomena oil, and then now St. Peregrine oil. This holy oil is from the National Shrine of St. Peregrine in Chicago. The farm shop's Nixon is in the north of Ireland. Here's the information. Go and check them out, but you can order online, I believe, through their Facebook. I'm putting the information right here. Now we continue with the video. Now, the third thing that you need to understand is there needs to be a proper exchange. We see this on earth when we do things for other people, they do things for us. The more we do for other people, the more they do for us. It has to be the same way with the souls in purgatory. Listen to what she says. When I ask them for specific help for something, I say, help me with this or that, and I will give you an extra mass next week. And if you don't, I won't. You might think that this is making deals with God or challenging him, but I don't think it is, for the simple reason that time or space does not bind prayer. If the intention to do so is honest, then their activity and the timing of it cannot be measured from our point of view in this element of time. Try it, and you will notice that they become very active. In other words, she's challenging us to have a real relationship for the souls in purgatory, saying, souls, we will offer this for you, and you do this. In other instances, I have suggested things like offering 500, 1,000 masses, and all of us pledge something. And in exchange, we ask the souls in purgatory for something. So first, we need to invoke souls in purgatory that were soldiers or died during wars. Second is we need to pray for them more in general to have more established charity between us and them. And third is we need to offer them something. If we're going to ask for a shortening of this war, what are we going to give them? We have to give them something substantial if we want to obtain from them something substantial. I suggest that minimum we pledge 1,000 masses as a group for souls in purgatory that died during wars. Now let me give you proof that they actually have shortened previous wars so that you will see that this is possible. Do you know of a similar case of protection that would be meaningful to a greater number of people? She says, to a greater number of people? Yes, this should be very meaningful to the entire world. The poor souls told me that they helped extinguish the fire at the Chernobyl nuclear power station. And more recently, I also found out that they helped shorten the Gulf War, which was incredibly short. These things they did because so many people were praying. So when you listen to the news that really analyzes the situation of the Iran war, it's not going to end anytime soon, and it's going to get worse, and it could get really bad. For instance, there could be even apocalyptic things such as destroying the Alaska Mosque and attempting to rebuild the Third Temple to usher in their Messiah, which really is going to be the Antichrist. So this could get terrible, but we could shorten it greatly if we invoke the souls in purgatory. I, for my part, will pledge 50 to that 1,000 masses. As in other videos where we've done this, I ask you to have your pledge in the comments below so that we can know and keep track. And this will also encourage other people. Whenever we offer masses for the souls in purgatory, no matter how generous we are to them, God always returns the blessings in so many different ways that you could not possibly imagine. And you grow in your love for the souls in purgatory, and you obtain their incredible intercession. My friends, this absurd war is not going to end by human means. We have to implore God. And in this case, we're going to put the souls in purgatory to work. Those that were soldiers or those that died in wars, we will ask them, and you will see all of this will end much sooner than if we do nothing. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.